It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Ahmad Khan Rahimi was sentenced to multiple life terms in prison today. The bomb he planted in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan in 2016 injured 31 people. WNYC's Matt Katz joins us now to talk about the case. Hey, Matt.
Hi there, Sean.
So Rahimi will spend the rest of his life in prison. Was that sentence a surprise to anybody?
No, in fact, the law mandated at least a life sentence. But that was just for his crimes in New York. If you remember, he not only set the two bombs in New York, only one of which exploded, but he also set two other bombs in garbage cans in New Jersey. One was in Elizabeth, where he lived, near the train station, and another on the Jersey Shore at the site of a Marine Corps 5K in Seaside Park. The Elizabeth bomb was found by two men before it detonated, and the Seaside one exploded without injuring anyone. Shortly after that, Rahimi was located by police officers in Linden, New Jersey, and that's when a shootout ensued. Rahimi, along with four police officers, were shot and wounded.
Now that it's been about a year and a half since those incidents, how are those officers doing?
They weren't seriously injured, but two of the cops didn't return to work, and they've since retired. However, the legal case is ongoing. Rahimi pleaded not guilty to the attempted murder of the officers, and so he's expected to be tried on those charges.
So just to be clear, even though Rahimi will spend the rest of his life in prison because of today's federal sentencing, he'll still go to trial in New Jersey.
That's right. And not only that, charges are also pending against him by federal prosecutors in Newark, separate from the prosecutors in Manhattan who won his conviction on the crimes he was sentenced for today. So the New Jersey federal prosecutors may also try him for the attempted bombings in Elizabeth and Seaside.
Could you tell or did he say anything? Did Rahimi express any remorse for the things he did, for his crimes?
Yeah, he spoke to the court today and he said that he does not harbor hate for anyone, but prosecutors allege Rahimi was inspired by Al-Qaeda and still holds firm to his extremist ideology. In fact, prosecutors allege that while he's been in jail over the last several months, he's sought out others who are charged with terrorism offenses and he's given them Islamic extremist propaganda like Osama bin Laden's speeches.
Wow. We've also heard from Rahimi's father in this case. What's the latest with him?
Yeah, he spoke with NBC4 yesterday, and like his son, the father was born in Afghanistan and lives in Elizabeth, where he had a chicken restaurant. And he says his son is at fault. He called him a terrorist. But the father also says the FBI is at fault because 2 years before the attacks, he had actually reported his son to the FBI.
After 2 months, they called me, your son is not doing any act like a terrorist. I see, you sure he's not doing anything? He say, yeah, that's good news.
So Rahimi's father says the FBI investigated and then cleared his son. And that's a big deal that he reported his own son, but unfortunate he wasn't stopped before he could make these homemade bombs. And it's also significant, I should note, for another reason. President Trump has blamed Muslims for the terrorist attack in San Bernardino, saying that they at least have some responsibility because they didn't report problems when they saw them happening in their own communities. But that's exactly what Rahimi's own father did here. He saw something and he said something. And it just shows how hard it is to stop people who are living legally in the U.S. from adopting extremist ideology online and then learning how to make bombs on the internet.
So looking at the broad view here, where does this attack, or attacks we should say, fit within the context of attacks since 9/11?
Yeah, so at the time of the Chelsea bombing, this was 2016, more people were injured in this incident than in any other attack in New York since September 11th. But a little more than a year later, the city faced a deadly terror attack when an extremist drove a truck into people on the West Side Highway. 8 people died that day. Saifulu Saipov is looking for a plea deal in that case right now. He wants to plead guilty, avoid trial, and go to prison for life if prosecutors agree not to seek the death penalty. But prosecutors say they want to go to trial. They say victims' families deserve the closure of a trial.
WNYC's Matt Katz. Thanks so much, Matt, for keeping us updated.
Thank you, Sean.